much research do you do before you travel? Do you look at online reviews? Last October, a woman was taking a trip to Kenya and looked up recommendations for possible tours on TripAdvisor. She settled on one tour with a guide who had stellar reviews. But the tourist, known by the initial K, says she was raped by that tour guide. So she turned to TripAdvisor for help to let other travelers know about him. The travel website suggested she leave a negative review. Kay saw that as an appropriate response to a messy hotel room, not sexual assault. So she started a petition urging TripAdvisor to take violence against women seriously. In a little more than 2 months, her Change.org petition gained nearly 700,000 signatures. Alex Rapson is a senior campaigner at Change.org. Alex, what was TripAdvisor's response?
So first, a couple weeks ago, they ended up implementing a new safety filter that allows travelers like you or I to go to TripAdvisor and see on a particular property when there are reviews that include health and safety concerns. So, for example, a review about a sexual assault would be flagged under this new safety filter. And they now have an FAQ on the website that walks a person through how to set up an anonymous account. It also shows people how to turn off messages to make sure that they don't get harassed or they don't want to hear a response from the property where an assault or something like that happened, and that they're going to be more responsive to survivors, much quicker response time, and also are willing to speak over email and over phone to help folks set up an anonymous account to leave their review. They included one more change, which was they're going to do a training with No More, Formidable Sexual Assault Awareness Organization, to train the support team in how to actually work with survivors.
What has happened to the person who's been charged with the rape? I mean, in fact, has he been charged? What's happened on that end of it?
She is pressing charges. She's in the middle of a legal case against the attacker, which is part of the reason why she wasn't comfortable writing a review in the first person on their site under her own name. And on TripAdvisor, his profile still exists.
So if you're on TripAdvisor and you go to a tour and you see this guy's site, does it pop up that, oh, a previous user of TripAdvisor says that she was raped by him? Do the specifics of Kay's case come up or anyone else's?
It will. Once she writes her review, the safety filter will allow you to click See Safety Reviews, and you would see Kay's review explaining what happened to her.
Do you know what Kay thinks of the changes TripAdvisor has made?
Kay's encouraged by the changes. I mean, I think the biggest criticism is, should these properties be removed from TripAdvisor flat out? Should you be able to find this tour guide on TripAdvisor? But if his profile is removed, then Kay's story doesn't get told, and perhaps someone just books him through a different site. So I think it's important that these properties stay on the site, but are flagged in a way that allow people to know that there is a serious safety concern.
Alex, do you think this particular case will kind of open up this whole discussion to other kinds of complaints and charges travelers are making about what's happening to them when they're traveling?
Absolutely. And TripAdvisor has made that clear as well in our conversations with them. This is about more than folks who just experience sexual assault. There's a lot of other things that happen when people are on vacation or booking tours that haven't been properly flagged on the site. So I think this will eventually expand to LGBT attacks or issues, to maybe even sexual harassment. I'm hoping that the safety filter and the kind of investment they're making in treating survivors better expands beyond those who've dealt with sexual assault.
What if in any of these cases, say with the person K says raped, or what if he's acquitted? You know, what if people are charged with things and then they're acquitted, or what if it turns out they didn't do these things they're charged with?
Based on what I can tell, I don't think TripAdvisor is getting involved at that level right now. I think they're saying these reviews include things that would be a safety concern if they were true. You know, read them and decide for yourself.
All right. Alex Rapson is a senior campaigner at Change.org. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Carol.
We reached out to TripAdvisor for comment. In a public statement, the company writes, in part, "We embrace our responsibility and are deeply committed to making traveler safety a company priority for the long term. We know more work still needs to be done to ensure travelers have the information they need to stay safe."